In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is a very important and special day in the Catholic Church. There is so much that is happening, it is almost incomprehensible how to express it or how to explain to you what is taking place. We've just read in today's Gospel, our Lord at the Last Supper, the things he did the night before he died. And he did this in order to impress upon us the importance of these actions. In this world, we hold in high esteem the last will and testament of those who are about to die. And we try in every way possible to fulfill their last wishes. And our Lord is again impressing upon his apostles this, his last wish. He got down on his knees, our Lord and God, and washed the feet of his apostles. And St. Peter is scandalized at this. And he at first refuses. He says, Lord, no. It is I really who should be washing your feet. I cannot allow you to wash my feet. And Christ informed St. Peter that it is necessary. And after Christ had done this, he teaches the apostles a very important lesson. You see, you call me Lord and Master, and you say that correctly. Now, if your Lord and Master can humble himself to wash the feet of all of you, I desire that you also will humble yourself one to another. That it will not be beneath you to wash one another's feet. This is the love that I have for you, and I wish that you have this love for each other. It is also on this night that our Lord gives himself in the Holy Eucharist. He establishes the sacrifice of the Mass, this new covenant, this new testament, which is to exist until the end of time, while the old one is being destroyed. And the apostles were made priests. He gave them that most awesome power to consecrate bread and wine and to transform it into his body and blood so that all of mankind until the end of time would be able to partake of the body of Christ and thus would be able to fulfill his command, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you shall not have life in you. It is on this night that Christ made this possible, not only for the apostles, but for us today. And the ceremonies that our Holy Mother the Church has established for this evening have all been written and put into practice to inspire us with these most holy thoughts. After the sermon, I will ask the men to come forward into the front pews here and wash their feet in imitation of what Christ has done. And after Mass, we will remove the Blessed Sacrament from the altar. Our Lord will be placed in an altar of repose. So that now when we enter the church, we will already sense that something is different. Something has changed. To see the altar bare, stripped, without any ornamentation. It expresses to us most graphically, most profoundly, that Christ has left. He has departed. And there is this emptiness that is felt when Christ, who should be with us, is now gone. And I've asked that we keep vigil at the altar of repose at least until midnight, to again recount to us what Christ did this night, how he went to the Garden of Gethsemane, and he asked his apostles to pray and watch with him, and they kept falling asleep. And so our Holy Mother, the Church, encourages us to fulfill that duty that Christ asked of Peter and these other apostles, to watch with him, to watch at least an hour. Our Holy Mother, the Church, would like us to keep him company until midnight, because by that hour is when they came to take our Lord away. They took him to try him in a kangaroo court where they had already determined they wanted to find him guilty and they wanted to execute him. The trial was just a farce. The conclusion was already drawn. They had their plans. And our Lord asks us to keep him company during this watch, to pray with him. And it is a most heart-wrenching prayer that we hear our Lord praying on this night, as he beholds from his infinite perspective what is about to transpire. And he prays to his Heavenly Father, let this cross pass from me. And then, not as I will, but as thou willest. Whatever you ask, Lord, be it done. And he goes forth bravely. And even when the soldiers come to apprehend him, and Peter draws the sword, our Lord commands him, put the sword back. This is the will of my Heavenly Father. It must be done. I must be handed over to them. And they must do their worst. Peter, who previously wished to avoid all of this, chides our Lord and say, no, this will never happen. It cannot happen. And Christ tells him, get behind me, Satan. Your ways are the ways of man, not of God. It is God who has decreed this sacrifice should be made. And no matter how bitter and sorrowful was this agony in the garden, this anticipation of what is about to transpire, Christ bravely, willingly, lovingly took up that cross. We see him not resisting in any way. We see him telling the apostles not to resist, but to allow that God's will be done. And our spiritual authors will tell us over and over again that we must follow Christ in our difficulties in our problems, in our illnesses, whatever it may be, all of these crosses must be embraced as Christ embraced His cross. Willingly, lovingly, freely. Lord, not my will, but thine be done. This is what God asks of us. This is what He demands of us. If you will be my disciple, take up your cross and come follow me. And the ceremonies tonight, hopefully, will instill in our hearts and minds these many thoughts and many more. For what I have outlaid is just a brief overview. Our hearts are taken from the joy of receiving the priesthood, the joy of receiving the sacrifice of the Mass, the joy of receiving our Holy Lord in communion, our God. We're taken from all this elation, all this joy, right into the sorrow and the depths of separation, the anxiety that comes from having someone whom we love, whom we are so close to, taken away from us, stripped from us almost violently. It is as if our heart is being ripped out of us to feel this separation. And we can only hint at the sorrow our Holy Mother the Church feels by the stripping of the altar that we normally see, all decorated and beautiful, because our Lord resides there in the tabernacle. But tonight, the tabernacle veil will be removed. The candles will be taken off. The altar cloths removed. And it will be nothing but a bare altar, reminding us that Christ was taken this night. Let us pour out our hearts to God. Let us pour out our hearts like Saint Peter. Lord, I will never deny you. I will never turn away from you. I love you, and I want never to be separated from you again. It is the most wonderful opportunity for us to feel this loss, so that we may be drawn closer to Him. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.